Jeffrey has bad mental health. Video games, scrolling, junk food, porn. It's no surprise that his mind has just been corrupted. Because of that, he keeps making bad decisions. He fails in school, and then he chooses the wrong career, and he never gets promotions. He grows old without ever seeing his potential, and finally, Jeffrey passes away, never knowing what he could have achieved. All because his mind was weak. Adonis! Adonis is just sat there. What is he doing? He's just breathing. Wait, what the fuck? He's levitating! Whoa! Adonis is doing meditation. Simply by focusing on his breath, he is reversing all of the consequences of the modern world. This improves his decision-making, which means that he excels in his business. He becomes a millionaire, a deca-millionaire, a centi-millionaire, and finally a billionaire. He chooses the right woman and raises his children properly. Adonis lives the best life ever, and it all comes down to the strength of his mind. It's back in 2020 in the COVID lockdowns, and I'm staring at myself in the mirror. I've got a bald head because the barbers are closed, and so I've been literally shaving it myself. And I've just got these massive eye bags, dark marks underneath my eyes because I'm so sleep deprived. I've got all these spots on my face and even all over my bald head as well. This is the worst that my life has ever been. I haven't worked out for months because the gyms have been closed. I've just been eating junk food. I've just been scrolling and gooning and playing video games every single day. And I feel horrible. I go into the living room of my apartment, make a coffee, and because I feel so guilty of being like so unproductive these last few weeks, I open up my laptop, ready to like pretend to do some work to try and make myself feel better. And literally within like 2 minutes, I get distracted and I end up going on this website called Reddit, which is kind of like a social media. And there's a post on there, which is going pretty viral. And the title is, "How are you keeping up your mental health through this lockdown?" I click on it, and one of the top comments is saying that they took this online course called The Science of Wellbeing, and that it changed their life. So I Google that name, The Science of Wellbeing. Click on this website, and it's like this official website from like this university professor, this like sweet looking lady. And she says that she's gonna teach you the science, like the studies that actually make you feel happy. She says that all the things that we think make us feel happy, like a good body, good grades, marriage, money, all these things that we chase, it turns out doesn't actually statistically increase our happiness. And in fact, the things that increase our happiness are so weird, like you wouldn't have thought of them. So I'm watching this course, you know, I feel like productive. I've got my coffee, I'm watching like these modules. Every time you finish one of the modules, you get like this green tick. Okay, it feels productive. Okay, sweet. And she starts to explain what you can do to actually be like mentally healthier. And one of the things is meditation. I've already tried to meditate like everyone else. You know, I've downloaded one of those random apps on my phone, Calm, Headspace, Wake Up or whatever. And I've like tried it and I just can't do it because when I try to like follow one of these apps, my brain just thinks too much, right? So I've tried meditation before, it's not gonna work. But still, I really wanna take what this professor is saying seriously. So I download one more of these apps and I say, you know what, I'm gonna give it a go. And the smallest amount of time that you can meditate is 3 minutes. So I put it on and I start listening to it, and it says, okay, just focus on your breath. And when you notice that your mind has wandered away, just come back and focus on your breath again. I am so bored. It feels like I've been listening to this like 3 minute meditation thing for like an hour. I open my eyes and only like 1 minute and 10 seconds has passed. So I press pause on the app. I reach over, I open the baggie, and I start smoking weed. I was so addicted to weed that I needed a weed break in the middle of like a 3 minute meditation. I couldn't even meditate for 3 minutes, but this was progress. I was doing something productive. And so I start trying to be as consistent as I possibly can. I'm missing a bunch of days, but I'm technically meditating more than I was a few weeks ago before I even really knew about meditation. Maybe I'm doing it 2 days a week, 3 days a week, just a few minutes at a time. Eventually, I just realize I have to change my life. And so I end up leaving this apartment where I'm doing all these bad habits, the girlfriend that I'm living with, and I say, you know what? I'm going to move back home to where my family is, because I can't do many of these bad habits there. I can't smoke weed there or whatever. And I'm just going to put my head down and just work and get on like the best sort of self-improvement routine, the discipline that I possibly can. So I move back home. I set an alarm for 5 a.m. every day. I wake up. I lock in. This is like my most disciplined era ever. Like I've shaved my head. I'm like David Goggins. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. and running outside when it's still dark. I'm meditating every single day, 5 minutes. Then it gets to 10 minutes. Then it gets 15 and then 20 minutes a day. And then eventually I get up to an hour a day. I'm meditating for an hour a day. I'm journaling. I'm eating clean. I'm literally like on nofap. I'm doing everything. I'm growing my YouTube channel. It gets 1,000 subscribers, 2,000. People start following me. I've got like a bit of a community going. It rapidly increases, 20,000 subscribers, 100,000, 500,000. I'm the guy who's like the face of self-improvement. Self-improvement is literally Hamza. It's my advice. I am literally self-improvement on the internet now. It's me. I'm the fucking guy who talks about self-improvement. I got hundreds of thousands of followers. And then it gets to 2022, 2 years after that point. I've got about 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. I'm making good money. I'm attractive. My hair looks good now. I went from like the bald look to more of like this handsome look. I've got the fancy gym membership. I'm dating. I'm sleeping with this girl and this girl and this girl. I'm making money. And you know, I feel good. I've got this ego. I start hanging around with other rich guys and I realize that none of these guys actually meditate. Maybe it is a waste of time. So I changed my morning routine for the first time in 2 years. I wake up and just work right away. What I didn't realize was I was just living off the momentum that I had built from that disciplined era. 500,000 subscribers turns into 1 million in October of 2022. And that's when my health just starts to get fucked up. Every day, I just feel like anxious, overwhelmed, stressed with business. And you know, there's like a video about me that's going viral and someone's disagreeing with my advice or someone's saying something about me, whatever. And you know, that hurts. And I don't have that safeguarding of meditation to kind of keep my mind sane. Meditation was making me so good at decision making. And now I'm starting to make really stupid decisions in business with my YouTube channel. I'm losing even some of my audience. I hit 1.5 million and I decide to quit it all. I just have like this burnout, like this breakdown moment, as like a lot of influencers do. I fire my entire team and I sit down and announce to everyone that I'm quitting YouTube, that I'm just gonna go and like basically disappear from the internet. I realized that was the wrong decision because really I only needed a break, but my mind wasn't thinking clearly. I thought that because I felt bad, it was gonna be like this forever, that I should just quit. When really, like if I was in a healthier period, I would have just thought I needed a few weeks break. Things just start going downhill. I make really stupid business decisions. I change the way that I'm making the videos, like the much loved videos that I was making, the Jeffrey Adonis videos that so many guys really loved. I keep changing it. No, we're not going to do these videos anymore. Okay, yeah, I'll do these videos again because they would get more views. No, we're not going to do these videos. I keep switching. Some videos are really long, 3 hours, no editing. Then some videos are shorter with the editing and I keep switching around and my mind is just so unstable. I'm focusing so much on money and business, but my business is actually going down because of poor decision making. I'm making bad decisions even in dating. I'm treating the girl that I was with, I'm treating her not so poorly. We're moving around so much, I don't know where to live and I can't make like my mind up. I'm just so bad at decision making. We go to Dubai, then to Thailand, then to UK, then Scotland, then Sussex, and then to Bali, and then to Scotland again, and then to Singapore. Like I moved to so many places, but I couldn't make a decision on where to live. I'm so stressed. For like 2 years, I'm living out of Airbnbs. I'm on the move like every month in a new place. I'm so unstable. And my business, my YouTube channel is just going down every single month. My own fans are starting to detach away. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, what am I doing wrong? Okay, it's the editing style. It's the advice that I'm giving. I've got to change that. Okay, I've got to level up the advice, you know, because my audience is older now. It's the length of the videos. Should I post daily or should I post 3 times a week? You know, I'm arguing with myself and my team with all these things. Maybe it was as simple as it just being my mind, because my mind is so unstable through all this. So flip-flop, switching my mind, changing my mind. I'm making so many stupid decisions, not just in business and YouTube, but in all parts of my personal life. I used to be like the self-improvement guy, the disciplined guy. I used to just be so focused on growth. I was inspiring to people, and you could tell I was really living this life. And things have just been going downhill. Like my YouTube channel, like the growth and the stagnation and the falling off. It also reflected the same as my self-improvement journey where I grew so rapidly. I got so comfortable and I stopped doing the things that were getting me successful in the first place. And things slowly started to go down from there. And it was gut-wrenching, like seeing all this, every day seeing your YouTube channel go down, every day seeing like your own self-improvement journey go down, knowing that you had like your greatest peak in the past, that you're not at your greatest level right now, like that feels like shit. Like when you used to be better a few months ago before you were falling off self-improvement, it feels fucking awful. And I had this for like 2 years straight. My YouTube channel's going down, my self-improvement's going down, I'm not doing the habits that got me the progress in the first place. 2024, I'm just changing so much. I end up like completely changing my YouTube channel and making it only about business and money. It's so uncalibrated. It's like such a poor decision when my channel's always been about self-improvement. Then I reverse it in like a week later. I'm getting so much extra like hate, like for good reason on the internet. You know, people are saying like, oh yeah, he's changing his mind a lot, which I'm starting to like understand. I'm just embarrassed. I was like so, not just successful, but also fulfilled when I was in this like hardcore self-improvement journey. I missed those days when I used to wake up and I would meditate 20 minutes and I live like this, kind of like a slow pace of life. And then for the first time in a few years, I get this humble thought. It might be okay for all these guys, these like internet entrepreneurs, they might be fine. But for me, I just have to admit, I need every advantage that I can get. Some other guy might say that he doesn't meditate or have a morning routine. Okay, fine. I need it. When I don't meditate, my brain is just so stupid. When I don't have the morning routine that kind of calibrates me and regulates me, I make stupid decisions in business, in relationships, everything. I need every advantage that I can get. Some other people don't need it, but I need it. I need to be extreme on self-improvement. Otherwise, I just make like the stupidest decisions and everything starts crumbling. So I start to play around with this mindset and I'm like, you know what? I need something to get me back into like the flow of like self-improvement again. So this was like late last year. And I decided to sign up for a kickboxing fight to say, okay, you know, maybe the self-improvement thing that I've been slacking on is like the sort of fitness discipline thing. I wasn't really thinking about meditation back then. So I end up practicing for this kickboxing fight. I train like every day. I don't drink alcohol. I don't stay up late past even 8:30 p.m. every single night for 6 months straight. I'm even more disciplined than all the pro fighters that I'm hanging out with. They're still like, you know, going out drinking every now and then. And I'm literally locked in more than them, about to do my first fight, hyping it up on the internet, telling, you know, like the loyal fans who are still here through everything, the guys who've supported me for so long, my fucking boys, I'm hyping it up to them, like, yeah, I'm gonna do this fucking fight, come watch me, it's in Bali, fly over if you can. 30, 40 guys fly over for the week of my fight. I've been like, this is the most disciplined I've been in like 2 years straight, so it means a lot to me. I get in the ring with this guy. Round two, I fucking kick him in the skull, and he falls back like across the ring, and I win by TKO. That's like awesome. Okay, I feel like I'm, you know, disciplined. Okay, I've won this kickboxing fight and that's awesome. Like everyone's screaming, all my boys who flew out, my family's there as well. They all like ran up to the ring. They jumped on top of the ring and everything. It was so funny. And I felt like, oh shit, like this self-improvement, this discipline stuff that I've just completely forgotten about in the last few years. This is actually fucking sick. This is so much fun compared to like the way that I was living. Like I fucking love this lifestyle. I fucking love like this, just like this discipline, not even just the martial arts specifically, but like the discipline, the self-improvement. This is the way that I've always loved to live, and I've just kind of slacked on that. And I realized, like, oh man, this is what it was. All this time I was so focused on which kind of format to post on YouTube and I was changing my ideas so much, when really it was just my own self-improvement journey that I fell off from. I first slacked in my own self-improvement journey. Then my YouTube channel started to go down because I was making worse decisions. My sort of brain, my cognitive power was nowhere as good compared to those early days when my mind was sharp because I used to meditate and I used to be so much more hardcore on self-improvement. I can't believe how long I just was going down every single month, grasping for air, like, you know, when you're drowning, like grasping for air, just trying to stay afloat. Every month going down, down, down. More of my audience not really watching me anymore. And it all started with me not taking my own self-improvement journey, but specifically meditation more seriously. Because I did the kickboxing fight, and then after the fight, I started to focus more on bodybuilding, got like loads of size, built a great physique. But I still kept on making a bunch of mistakes from that point. I still wasn't the level that I wanted to be at. So I was like, that's so interesting. I thought that I would have been completely safe from like stupid decisions if I was like so hardcore in the sort of disciplined fitness kind of lifestyle. And it helped, but something was still missing. And I resisted the answer for a long time just because I didn't want to start meditating again. I tried a bunch of times in the last few years to meditate again, and I just found it so hard. You know, I put it on for the normal time, like 20 minutes, and I just would find it so hard, so boring. It would feel like it was like an infinite amount of time, like it was taking so long to do the 20 minute meditation that I just kept on quitting. I'd do it for like 2 days and quit again. I'd do it for like 2 days, quit again. And I just didn't want to start it again because it just felt so boring to me. But just about a month ago, I thought to myself, you know what? You've got to get back into meditation. I think that's the habit that really changed it all for me. Fitness is awesome. It's so good for you. But fitness is just, you know, it's your body and your mind. It's nice. But it's the meditation that you've really slacked on. It was the meditation you took the most seriously in 2020. And that's what made you more of like a high performer in your work and your YouTube channel. And I realized I've been trying to get back into meditation this entire time, but I fell off from like, you know, the consistent habit. I realized you just have to lose your ego and start right back from the beginning. So just over a month ago, I set a timer for 3 minutes and I started to meditate again like that first day. And exactly 1 minute and 10 seconds in, I just opened my eyes and paused it because I felt like, oh, I need like a break from this. Just like that first day I ever meditated, it was the exact same thing. And I started to smile thinking like, I'm not even gonna be upset at myself that I can't even meditate for 3 minutes because this is where I started and I grew so much from that point. So then after like a few minutes of a break, I close my eyes and do the rest of the 3 minutes. And then I do it again the next day and the next day. And then I put it for 5 minutes and I can do 5 minutes straight. Then 10 minutes every single day. I've not missed a day of meditation now in 34 days. I've actually got the little tracker right there as well. 34 days I've meditated about 7 hours in the last month or so. And it finally feels like I've found the thing, the hidden piece of the reason why my journey felt so hard the last few years. It feels like we've got the smallest blimp coming back up. These last 30 days, I think I've made the best decisions for my channel, for my business. I've made videos that came really from my heart. And I'm so surprised, but also not surprised that when I posted these videos, I saw in the comments that it was so positive and it felt like we were like a tribe, like a community again. I think a bunch of the guys who are watching me, they feel it as well. Like we're like, it's coming back up again. Like I'm actually making like the right decisions. Like I'm coming from like a way better, like grounded place, like starting with the roots of self-improvement that I've always preached to you that I slacked on for so long. Now that I'm getting back into it, I feel like I'm like grounded and stable. And this is what I needed this entire time. I feel it coming back up. And I know for a fact, my top fans who've been watching for a while, you know as well, the last few weeks, you felt it as well. Like it's coming back. Like this sort of community, this tribe, the movements of like Jeffrey and Adonis, you feel it coming back. I see it in the comments. People are like so much more positive. The way that sometimes I'll write a comment and there's like 10 replies underneath it of people hyping up, replying to what I just said. And I'm like, whoa, like this is how it used to be years ago. And it's not been like this for a long time. I think it is because I've started meditating again. I started meditating years ago and everything in my life went up. And the moment I stopped meditating, everything started to go down. And now that I'm meditating again, I'm feeling it go back up again. I hope I never fall off from meditation ever again. I just keep it consistent. Wake up, meditate. Nothing crazy. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like every single morning without fail. Like it's your hardcore routine, like your do or die, the same as brushing your teeth, just to that level. That's how serious I want to be on it because I've realized, bro, you can chase all these worldly things. You can chase the money, the clout, the status. You can chase the muscles and stuff. And those things are awesome for you. Don't get me wrong. But it's your mind that controls your level of success, how intelligent your mind is, how good you are at making decisions, how grounded you are, how much noise you can push out of your mind, especially with the era of social media where there's so much fucking constant distractions. If you can just ground and stabilize your mind and make the right decisions, you will become a millionaire in your 20s. You probably might even become a billionaire if you're really good at making decisions, picking options, investing, choosing the right career and business for you. This all comes down to your mind. And meditation for me has been the single best thing I've done for my mind, even more than exercise, more than anything else I've ever done. And I can't believe I slacked off for years thinking, oh, well, I don't need to. No. I need to. We're back, boys. I really, really feel it. I'm doing this not just for me, but I'm doing this because I know how many guys, they comment and they say things like, when I'm doing good, like when Hamza's doing good, they're doing good as well. When I'm posting consistently and you're listening to the message of self-improvement every day, your self-improvement goes better as well. I'm doing this for all of us. Like, I'm seeing this as like an act of purpose because I know that there's still tens of thousands of guys who consistently watch me. And I know that you're going to be, one, proud of seeing me get serious in self-improvement again. But two, when I am serious on self-improvement, when I'm meditating and I'm making better videos and giving better advice, your self-improvement journey improves as well. It's like a handshake, like a win-win situation. I see this not just for my own personal benefit, but for our tribe and our movements here of guys who are going from Jeffrey to Adonis. I take what I do so seriously. I think for some parts of the last few years I didn't, and I just kind of took it like a bit lazy or whatever. I realized that was such the wrong way to look at it. What fulfilled me the most was always looking at this as like an act of purpose. Like, this is my contribution to the world. This is like an act of leadership from me. When I'm doing good, I know that my boys are doing good too. When I'm doing bad, I hear from my boys that they end up doing bad as well. I've got guys who rely on me, who look up to me, and I've got to do this not just for myself, not just for my family, but for the guys who really trust me and who stuck around this entire time, to who's watched me go up and then down, and you've stayed this entire time watching me. I'm gonna do this for you because I know for a fact, like, you're dying to see me fucking come back up again. You're dying to see me get serious again, just as I would for you when I see you do well on self-improvement and you start to go down and you get into the bad habits. We're like so excited to see each other fucking climb up, to get back to the peak that we used to be, and then above that point. It was meditation all along. That was the number one habit for the mind, for decision making. And I'm going to try my best to just stay consistent on it every single day without fail. And I want you to do the same thing as well. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.